That game platform connected to your TV set? It represents the next wave in processor architecture. The Renaissance Project at IBM is looking at the graphic processing units that are in everyone's laptops and PCs, with an eye to repurposing them to do things such as weather forecasting and establishing virtual communities. In this episode of Celebrate Software Research, IBM distinguished engineer Sam Adams talks about Renaissance and the work he and his team are doing to develop the software and hardware that will pave the way to more sophisticated computer performance.
My name is Sam Adams. I'm an IBM Distinguished Engineer in Software Research in the Programming Model and Tools area. I'm also the principal investigator of the Renaissance Project, which is an exploratory research project. The project is primarily focused on achieving a breakthrough in productivity and performance and programmability of massive multi-core systems that are coming in the future. One of the reasons we chose the name for the project is the word means rebirth, and we were really inspired to go after this project by Fran Allen's Turing Award lecture, where she laid out this trend that showed processor architectures changing from single-core, large, monolithic processors that would continually increase in speed every few years based on feature and frequency scaling and Moore's Law-related things, to a world where we're going to have large numbers of smaller, slower processors on the same chip, whether many cores or multi-cores. The challenge, she said, was, you know, we don't know how to program these things. How are you going to write a compiler for this? What kind of language is going to work? What about all of our legacy applications? And that was a challenge that we took up to really focus on not what IBM needs to do in the next year or two with its existing processor lines and existing applications, but where are things going to be in 5 or 10 years? And when we're really into this new world of massive multi-core systems, very likely our existing software stack won't function on very well. The Renaissance Project really has a two-prong approach in its research, one bottom-up and one top-down. The bottom-up approach focuses on looking at the hardware level and what kind of new software stack from operating system, virtual machine, and eventually up to language we might have to have. We've put together a test bed, a hardware test bed, based on the Tilera 64 core processors, and we're putting together 16 of those to have a 1,000 core test bed that simulates what a future 1,000 core multi-core system might be like, but simulated in hardware. And one aspect of the project is being led by David Unger, who's a world-class virtual machine writer with many, many years of building virtual machines, both at Stanford and at Sun before being at IBM. What we're looking at there is really creating a new class of virtual machine that lives actually in each of these small cores and collaborates with a large number of other small virtual machines as well. It's a radical way of looking at software design and architecture at that level, and we're having some really interesting results already in the research showing us that this may be a very promising direction. From a top-down perspective, the other prong of the project is really more of an application focus. So we selected a future application load, which we call 100x virtual world, as a requirements driver for what the systems work will have to support. So 100x virtual world was an idea we came up with to characterize a virtual world application that doesn't exist today. We took the best of breed of the 3D games and virtual world space, and then we looked at multiplying the number of physics objects in those virtual worlds by 100, or thinking about 100 times the number of people that can interact directly with their avatars in the same space at the same time, you know, 100 times greater physics realism, any of those dimensions. To do an application that way today is really not possible. The architectures aren't there, the software isn't there, and it's very demanding because of the amount of calculation that has to happen to do that kind of fine-grained interaction, whether it's human interaction with avatars or physics or graphics, in anything close to real time, you know, 60, 70 frames a second from a virtual world standpoint. So to do that, that requires a different kind of computing platform and a different kind of architecture than what we have today. And we're using that characterization and the models we're building of what kind of performance characteristics that application would require to drive requirements down to the level for the bottom-up side of the project. So when we develop this new class of virtual machine, the decisions we make about how it performs and how it runs programs on top of it will be driven by those requirements. In this transition towards these new multi-core hardware architectures, you might think that the hardware is really driving the change here, and it is, but it's really not a hardware architecture that all the systems designers have decided this is how we're going to build new multi-core systems, and then the software people are trying to catch up. Because the hardware people are saying, you know, there's all kinds of things we can do here. How many different kinds of cores do you have? How do you specialize them? Are they all the same? Are they homogeneous? Are they heterogeneous? How much memory do you make available? How much cache do you make available? There's lots of parameters. And so they're asking the software and applications people, you know, what kind of application would you want to run and what kind of requirements would it have? And we'll see what we can do to create a system for that. The software people are asking the same question. They're saying, well, you know, tell us what your system will be capable of. You know, we'll write software around that. You know, in the past, software people pretty much accepted that the next generation of the hardware would just be faster, probably some multiple faster, and we'd still be able to run our same software stack, our same operating systems and middleware, our same languages and compilers. You might have to tweak the compiler some, but, you know, it pretty much worked. And in this new world, those assumptions are no longer valid. What's going to really help improve our situation on the planet? One of the things we hope to enable in Renaissance is the ability to do levels of simulation, whether for engineering or physics simulation or social simulation, as in large-scale virtual worlds like Second Life, for instance, that is at such a new level of quality and performance that it really changes the way people think about the kinds of problems they can bring to the computer. What's happening already in the multi-core space is people are starting to realize that they have a parallel supercomputer right in their desktop. Right now, it's primarily being used to drive computer graphics for games and virtual worlds, but it can be repurposed to do other kinds of problems, to start looking at complex analysis of engineering systems in a small business environment where you don't have to be a GE or a Boeing, or the ability to do, you know, weather forecasting or massive sensor fusion for environmental sensing. All those things are starting to be possible on smaller and smaller systems that don't cost millions and millions of dollars. Part of our challenge in Renaissance is to make that kind of power accessible to large numbers of programmers so they can start thinking about new applications at that scale.
IBM. Celebrate. Software. Research.